We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Ches. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Din Tfilas HaDerech V'Shad Varam Shetzrich Mazar B'Derech. Rules of what we have to do when we travel. Hayotz L'Derech. If somebody goes to travel, Be'em Be'esai, Be'em Makom Shoyolon B'Derech. Whether he's leaving his home or leaving a place that he was on the road. L'Chem Chazrosai B'Be'esai. When he goes back home. L'Acha Shiyotz Mibur Shalir. After he leaves the border of the city, after he's out of the city, 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma. Lachish kol hakol batim, that means 70 amma and 2/3 after there are no more homes. Mispal tefilas haderech. He says tefilas haderech, which is yiratzo fanach Hashem alkeinu velkei v'seinu, shetelicheinu l'sholem v'chulei. V'amar b'loshen rabim, and you say b'loshen rabim rak v'sineini l'chein. The words of Sineini Lachain, Oimer Beloshin Yochid. Yoysatamba Shilach Shiotza Mil Mibur Shalir. The best is that you should have left, be out of the city a mil. But if you're ready on the road and you stay overnight and in the morning you're beginning to travel again, Yochel Amr Babayka Gan Kodim Shiyetze. The halacha is that one says, Tfilas Haderech, even if he's going for a dvar mitzvah, even if he's going for pikuach nefesh, even if somebody's driving on Shabbos in a situation that he may drive in Shabbos, it's pikuach nefesh, he says, betilas haderech. Sif beis, en l'spaloi soy, you don't say betilas haderech, em kein yesh lo lech z'chol apokas parsa, unless you have a trip that takes the distance of a parsa. There's a very interesting, which is about 4,700 kilometers. There's a very interesting question. Do we follow the amount of distance, this amount of kilometers, or do we follow the amount of time which takes to travel the parasa, which is 72 minutes? And the Pais can say, because of this question, unless you're taking a trip which is less than 72 minutes, you should say Tfilas HaDerech without a bracha. L'chatchila, you should say Tfilas HaDerech when you were in the first parsa. Vim shochach, but if you forgot, yoch l'spal kozman shebederech, you could say it the entire, as long as you're on the road. Uvad, as long as shadei lo yigil l'toch parsa smuch l'ir. As long as you're now within the parsa of the city, shiroi tzlolabon, that he's going to sleep in. And therefore, the Paiskim say, another question, how do we measure the parasa? Does it measure from the beginning of your trip? Or do you also measure from after you leave the city? And then the parasa begins. Sif Gimel. Tfilas HaDerech Tzarech L'Emer Samach L'Bracha Acheres. One must say Tfilas HaDerech close to when he's saying another bracha. If somebody leaves in the morning and he's going to say Birchas HaShachar, or he's on a way, he's on a trip in a city, that we learned you could say Tfilas HaDerech even before you leave the city, and before you're leaving you say Birchas HaShachar, so Yoimer, you should immediately say it after saying the Baruch of HaGoyim HaChason Toiv L'Amoy Yisrael. But if you first daven and now you're traveling, yoichol yishta eiz adavel aderech, eat or drink something on the road, vivarach bracha achroina, and then you'll say the bracha achroina. The samach line right after the bracha achroina, yoim tefilas aderech, you'll say the tefilas aderech. Oy yatel maim, use the bathroom, and vivarach ashiyotzer, you'll make the ashiyotzer, vismechala, and then immediately after the ashiyotzer, you'll say tefilas aderech. The reason why we should say Tfilas HaDerech in such a fashion is because since Tfilas HaDerech does not begin with the word Baruch, so the way to correct this is by saying Baruch right after, saying Tfilas HaDerech right after Bracha, where you said a Bracha previously. This is Halacha only L'chatchil, says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you can't do this, you should say Tfilas HaDerech anyway. Saying the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggested eating, making a bracha achrona, and saying Tfilas HaDerech immediately afterwards. Because if you're going to eat and now you have the food in your mouth, you can't say tefillas adarach because of the food in your mouth. And then by the time you finish swallowing that food, it won't be next to the bracha that you said. Sif Dalad. Yesh lamer b'amida. Tefillas adarach should be said when you're standing. From a horoche v'hoylech v'agola, if you're traveling on a wagon, im efshel hamra b'hema yamidao, if you could stop the animal, great. B'shum d'rocha k'mechalach dami, because when you're riding, it's like you're walking. V'mla, but if it can't be stopped, amra kach. This is only where there's no concern about stopping the car. But if stopping the car or whatever way you're traveling could cause danger, of course you shouldn't do it. And also, the Paiskim say that this concern about stopping to say Tefillas HaDerech is only for the driver who cannot both concentrate on the Tefillas HaDerech and driving. But a person who's a passenger, so he is not concentrating on driving. Since he's not concentrating on driving, he could say Tefillas HaDerech even while the car, whatever mode of transportation, is moving. Says, Sifhei, Einam Eusel Pamach Kol Yom Shu'olach. You only say it once a day. But if somebody stayed over in any city with the intention to stay over, and then he got changed his mind and he decided to travel or to go home, then since this is considered like a new trip, you say it again. If you're traveling through the day and night, or you're staying in a place where people normally don't stay, Pam Rishonah the first day, and he was traveling straight, Pam Rishonah Omer B'chsima, the first time you should say the whole Tefillas HaDerech the first day, B'Shah Yomim, and the other days of your travel, Omer B'lei Chsima, you should say Tefillas HaDerech, but without the bracha at the end. Ki Gholzman Shloilon B'makom Yishev, whenever he didn't stay overnight in a place where people live, so then it's Nachshav Kol Kederech Achas, it's considered like one long trip. Sivav Terem Tzeis L'Derech, before a person takes a trip, Yesh L'Elit in Tztoka, he should give Tztoka, Shnem Tzedek L'Fon of Yalech, V'Yosem L'Derech Pama, first give Tztoka and then travel. Yesh L'Elit L'Shus Magdolim Shebe'ir, a person should ask permission from the Rabbonim, from the Tzadikim of the city, Shivarachoy, so that they should give him a bracha, Sheyatzlich B'Darka, they should be successful. V'Yesh L'Shtadl, a person should be careful, shalava oisoi ezanoshim, that he should be escorted before he takes the trip. When somebody is escorting somebody as he's traveling, he has to stand there long enough till you don't see the person anymore. The Paiskim say that now that it's not so dangerous, you just have to walk him 4 amos. Also, the person who's being escorted should never say chazol abeischa, go back home, or words that could be interpreted that you should leave the world, but rather you should say, you don't have to bother anymore. That's how you could take leave from him. Hamavarach l'haylech b'derech, if somebody is giving a brach to somebody who's taking a trip, l'yomer l'lech b'shalom, don't say the words lech b'shalom, ela lech l'shalom should be said. So David amal shalom lech b'shalom. David said tafshal lech b'shalom, and we know that the end was holach v'nitla. He ended up getting hung. Yisro shamal Moshe lech l'shalom. Yisro, whoever said to Moshe Rabbeinu lech l'shalom, we know all of Atzliach Moshe Rabbeinu was Atzliach was successful. Shu b'derech, when one is traveling, yask b'tari should learn, shenem v'lechtecha b'derech. Tell him every day you should say some Tehillim, the Kavana, with Kavana Vachna, and be say it, realizing that we need Chazdei Hashem as we travel. A person should make sure that he has bread with him. Even if he's going to a nearby place, he should take along with him an extra tzitzis. Maybe his tzitzis that he's wearing will become disqualified, and he won't be able to find another pair. And by having that situation, because batma mitzvah, he'll lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah. A person should come and go b'kitoiv. What does that mean? Pirish. K'shiachnas arvus l'fnei emoyim. When he comes at night to where he's staying, yikonas b'oidacham zarachas, he should arrive while the sun is still shining. Ulamachar, and the next day when he's resuming his travels, yamtam adanetz achamish, should wait till after the nates, the yetzay, and then he should only begin to travel. V'as toivloi, and then he will be successful. K'moshe kosev, yar alakimas or kitoiv. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the light is good, and lo yochel habik shibadarich, a person shouldn't eat too much when he's traveling. The minig the Mishnah Berurah says is that a person who's traveling should always take a long talis of tefillin, but the Paiskim say that nowadays there may be more of a concern with taking the talis and tefillin than not taking them. Taking them will cause that they could get lost, they could get damaged, and if you're taking a short trip or you're going to a place where you will easily find other pairs of talis and tefillin, maybe it's better not to take them along. Why should one travel in the light? Because he could be attacked, chas v'shalom, when it's dark, by animals or by bandits. And therefore, nowadays, where the roads are much safer and the roads are lit up, so unless it's a place where there's concern on traveling, then the halacha is one could travel at night as well. We shouldn't eat a lot during the trip. One is because eating and traveling could cause an upset stomach. Another reason is that if you eat up all your food, you may not have enough for the rest of your trip. But if somebody's taking a short trip and it's also in a time and a place where there's food available to buy, we don't have to be makbid on this halacha. Sif Zayin. Bachsan Yishoech L'shama, in the home of the host where you are eating, Tzarech L'dagdek, one has to be most careful im Balabayis V'enshe Beisoy, if the place where you are staying are the people Heim K'sharim V'namonim, are trustworthy individuals. And if one wants to eat meat in a place that he doesn't know the standards, you have to be most careful to determine who is the shaykhid of that meat, or and who gives the kashrus on that meat. There can be many problems, but somebody who's smart should realize, certainly when we speak about wine, that many people who are not careful about the kashrus of the wine, you have to be most careful that the food that you eat are properly kosher. The pasuk says, and we know that that's considered a separate parasha in the Torah. So I saw that Chazal, that the way to understand is v'yihib mitzoy aron. When a person travels, a Yom Moshe, he should realize it's a separate parasha. The parasha of how to live and how to behave as a person is traveling is something that needs a separate careful study and careful behavior. The pasuk says regarding Shmuel, v'tshuvasar masoy kisham beisoy, and the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Al Mabeis says, b'kom makom shahalach sham beisoy. So sort of the pshat is that a person at home is most careful in his behavior and his standards of observance. Says the pasuk regarding Shmuel, with Chuvasa Hermasai, as he was traveling, wherever he was traveling, Shom Beisai, he acted as if he was home with the same strict standards. And that's pshat that the pasuk says, Kashiachnu ken yisou. They behaved Kashiyachnu, when they were home, can you so the behavior was similar when they were traveling with the same level of proper observance of the halacha.